after infidelity, people are very quick to throw around the term narcissist. And in my experience, people are pretty careful with it. You know, they're not saying, I definitely know this person is a narcissist, but it still is a very tempting label to put on your partner. The most important thing is knowing how to protect your own reality, your healing, and your identity. And why this all matters is because after betrayal, it's very easy to be confused. The unfaithful partner may have been blaming, minimizing, denying, twisting the facts of the story. And so you can start to wonder, am I overreacting? Does this count as abuse? Can they change? Should I stay? Should I leave? But not every selfish or defensive person has narcissistic personality disorder. But you don't have to have those things to be emotionally abusive, or to be emotionally immature, or to have a lot of entitlement, or to lack empathy in a way that can still cause serious harm. So my main point is that the label matters less than the pattern. Because true narcissistic personality disorder is actually somewhat rare. It involves a consistent pattern of entitlement, arrogance, admiration seeking, boundary violation, lack of empathy. Emotional abuse is actually a lot more common, and it often happens even in relationships that look fine on the surface. A person can publicly look very functional, charming even, respectable, while secretly behind closed doors being controlling, dismissive, or cruel. Emotional immaturity can look like acting like an adult in a professional context, but then when they get frustrated, when one thing doesn't go their way, they have lower empathy, low frustration tolerance, easily turn to blaming, getting defensive at the very first time you bring up even a small problem. And you want to look at the patterns, not did this happen one time, or not were they good one time, but on average, what typically happens. So don't rush to diagnose or pressure them to get a diagnosis. Look for the patterns yourself first. And if they are doing those things, especially the minimizing, blame shifting, lack of empathy, manipulation, it's important to get support and to not have this person be the only one who is validating or not validating your reality. You need some outside perspectives. And I understand that for some people, they view their relationship as very sacred. They view it as just between them and their partner. But in my opinion, once infidelity has happened, any supposed rules of privacy are off the table. You have every right to be able to talk to whoever you need to be able to heal from this. Now, protect yourself too, because if you do plan on continuing to be with them, you don't want to tell everybody, because then everybody might know what they did. And then when you do choose to stay with them, it might just create a lot of public awkwardness. However, do not let that deter you from getting the help that you need. Err on the side of telling too many people. And develop confidence in your ability to notice patterns. You don't have to be able to prove that every individual single thing happened. You just need to be able to identify, out of these 100 cases, I know that I'm not wrong about all of them. If I brought up any one of them to them, they'd find an excuse and a way to reframe it for each one that I bring up. But I know that I'm not wrong about everyone. You can also ask yourself simpler questions like, how do I feel after interactions with this person when I try to talk about medium to hard, difficult topics? Do I feel more like myself or less like myself when I'm with them compared to with other people? Am I allowed to have a voice right now? It might get to the point where you need to start building healthy detachment. And that is easiest when you have other people. Community, support groups, trusted people who can reflect reality back to you. Identity comes from asking questions like, who am I apart from them? Who have I lost? What parts of myself have I lost in this process? What needs to be reclaimed? And what do I want moving forward? Not just with or without them, that's one question, but as far as me as a person, who do I want to be going forward? And so I kind of began this by talking about narcissists. But the point is that those types of patterns and behaviors can exist anywhere. The main thing is to not get caught up on trying to figure out who they are. It's trying to figure out who you are. It's trying to figure out whether your story has a right to exist, whether your reality is something that you're believing, and not losing yourself within their frame of reference. And one final thing that I'll say is that being beaten down by this emotional abuse can make it feel like you have nothing left to give on the other side of it. So like, why would I even bother leaving? What is left for me on the other side? But what you'll find is that your shrunken down self will quickly grow once you're out from underneath their thumb, and that life will look a lot bigger, colors will take on a lot more shades, and you'll have a lot more to live for once you get out from that context.